are one who's lamenting the lack of depth in our cricket, I give you one of the deepest spring set of horses we've seen in many a year. This is shaping so beautifully. We've played around with Nature Strip and Incentivise this morning. Now the best five horses in the country. So Cam from Chirnside Park has sent through my top five horses in no order. No, 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 Cam. You have to put them in order. There's probably a phrase I could use. I won't do it. And it's put it on the line. Put it on the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. James has done it. 1, Incentivised. 2, Nature Strip. 3, Spanish Mission. 4, Colette. 5, Grand Promenade. So, Cam, ping them through in order. Andrew Bensley, hello to you.
G'day to you, Jared. Yeah, if I could just put five together, mate, and just leave you with the choice of putting them in your order, eh?
The box quintet.
Fascinating listening to Rod Lyons. He's still got the love of Royal Ascot, obviously. But I chatted with Steve Hansen this morning, the All Blacks former rugby union coach, and he's in the ownership. And he actually watched it from a little corner of an airport in Japan, of all places. He was over there for his business. And he said, I couldn't yell and scream, but I gave me leg an awful going over that last 100 metres. So no, it's a great story.
He was brilliant. It was such a great day's racing. Oh, I honestly, on Friday night, I was thinking, I don't know whether Caulfield will even race, given the way our backyard was at that stage. And yet, it didn't detract from it at all. The Sydney with the crowd, God, wasn't that a reminder of what life is supposed to be like? And we saw, I just think we saw two of the great performances on the track, I thought, with Incentivise and Nature Strip.
I think it was a terrific Caulfield Cup. It's going to be interesting what Greg Carpenter does at 1 o'clock today, what the penalty will be. We know that there was discussion when the weights come out for the Caulfield Cup from the ownership group of Incentivise, and they haven't been as forthright yet. I think Peter Moody's put it out there that he's hoping and reminded Greg that he only gave Very Elegant a half a kilo last year. He sits there at 55 and a half with Twilight Payment carrying top weight of 58 and Spanish Mission at 57. People are suggesting he should get 2 kilo. I think that's a bit extreme for mine, but he may get one. That might be my thought. But anyway, we'll wait and see what Greg does. But the crowd, Jared, you say it so right. After watching it in Sydney and listening to it in Sydney on Saturday, I think that Melbourne just can't wait for Cup Day at Flemington.
He's going to be quite the sight. So, Moods this morning, when I spoke to him, I reckon he feels like he's going to get a kilo and a half. I reckon he feels like he's going to get 57. Might and Power got 3.5 to move from 52.5 to 56. So 57's the high end. If he got 2.5 and went to 58, it would be a huge effort. So we're talking Mackaybe Diva to be able to win a Melbourne Cup with 58, because before that, we're generations ago.
I just try and line in. I know every year's different, okay? But it's hard to say this without being silly, but Incentivise has won 3 Group 1 races in a row. Prior to that, he hadn't won anything at all. Very Elegant had won 6 or 7 Group 1s before last year, winning the Caulfield Cup, and only got half a kilo out of the Caulfield Cup into the Melbourne Cup. Look, I know it's all different, but gee, if Incentivise has given either the same weight as Spanish Mission has, or Very Elegant both on 57, or in fact carries more than either of those two, then it's a big call for the owners here. Do they run with such a weight, knowing that the horse has got so much in front? I mean, he could still race on for 2 or 3 more years, and here he is. If he carries 57 or more, it's an extraordinary weight to carry, given that they'd love to have him back next year.
Yep. So 58's the threshold in that conversation for me. So this is as important a cup penalty as we've had in many a year, particularly given that he's a 6-4 shot in a Melbourne Cup from this point of view, which is almost unthinkable. And the best five in the country is going to tell us a few tales through what we've had. Before we move to it, Benz, I did want to ask you about, so Sir Dragonet was euthanized after a track gallop at Moonee Valley on Saturday, which was absolutely devastating. It put it put such a heavy pall over the day that the Cox Plate champion would have passed away before the running of the next race, and having done so on the track, and to listen to Kieran Maher was just to understand how raw that emotion was.
It was. I was about to go on air on Saturday morning, and there was sort of starting to get a few rumbles out of the valley where a lot of horses were galloping. So it wasn't like Circuit Dragonet was the only horse there. There were probably 15 horses. And, you know, the word spreads pretty quickly under anything that happens like this. And then, out of respect, I think all of us sat on it for a little while, given that the owners were going to be getting calls from Kieran Maher Racing. And can you imagine getting a call like that at 6:30 in the morning saying, not only has your horse broken down, but we've had to put him down? It must have been for Bray and Ozzy and all the crew that were in the ownership. And I think the strappers and everyone around Kieran Maher Racing, it was just devastating. I guess they've got incentivised in some small way, but to lose a horse that would have been running this Saturday in the Cox Plate, defending the crown, and then going to stud this time next year, maybe. I mean, it's just terrible, terrible. And I don't want to link the two, Jared, but I will say that I think that Racing Victoria will be all over horses closer to races. I'm not saying in any way are they saying that there's horses with problems, but they're endeavouring to do everything. And this was a freak accident with Sir Dragonet, but I think that Cox Plate horses and other horses are going to get probably one or two extra looks through the week this week.
Yep. Best five horses in the country right now. Greg's text through in order. 1, Incentivise. 2, Daylight. 3, C2. 4, As Above. 5, Ditto. Nice, Greg. I love it.
That's a good one.
Incentivise, Zaki, Very Elegant Animo Probabile. Michael from Taylor's Lakes has gone Incentivise, Nature Strip, Very Elegant, Zaki, Probabile. Cam in Chernside Park now has put them in order. 1, Incentivise. 2, Nature Strip. 3, Spanish Mission. 4, Very Elegant. 5, Zaki, Animo, Unlucky. Righto, where are you in your top 5? Go 5 up to 1 for me, Andrew.
Yeah, I've been tossing around number 5 because there are horses here that probably deserving of it. Right now, I'm putting 5. I still don't know, Jared. I'm going to go 5 Zaki because that's what I've written down. It could have been Probabile, but 5 Zaki, 4 Animo, 3 Eduardo for consistency at the top level, and then take your pick. I've gone 2 Incentivise and 1 Nature Strip simply because Nature Strip has been at the top of the mountain trying to conquer this race. He's been racing at the highest level for such a long time. 2 Incentivise, they are so close together. Incentivise, the story of just, you know, struggling in his races, and then Steve Tregear, the owner and former trainer, saying it was simply just going to be getting Incentivise over the trip. And the one thing that I've really learnt with Steve over the weekend, even more, Jared, is his love of Peter Moody. They're Queenslanders through and through. And I think that clinched the deal when the group of owners went to them. Bray Sokolsky rang Steve. It was a few calls, but when Peter Moody's name was mentioned, that did the deal.
Yes. It's a great story brewing. So coming into the spring, I had Nature Strip 2 and Masked Crusader 5. I'm deeply tempted to push Spanish Mission in at 5 because that form around Stradivarius is the best staying form in the world. And he is on Australian soil, so he does now qualify.
Come on, Jared. You can't be putting a horse in that hasn't raced. If I knew that, I would have maybe put him in. But you can't put a horse in that hasn't raced yet.
They're my rules. It's like Kingy in the seedings. I'm happy just to make the rules up as I go. It's my competition. I will keep Masked Crusader at 5. If he could jump, he would be higher up. Yeah. God, he's a theatrical horse. So he does. He shares so many traits with Chautauqua, doesn't he? I mean, out the back, missed the start by a couple of lengths. Tommy Berry's told us you can't swing him to the outside because he's not as good as Chautauqua. So he weaved this extraordinary passage right through them and missed by one stride, one and a half more strides, and he wins the Everest. So he's a little bit freaky.
He is just a freaky horse, and if he ever got his act together of just getting out of the barriers at a slightly quicker pace, and I'm not saying have the horse racing closer because his big A is finishing off so strong, but he's one of those horses that in every race at the higher quality, you just don't know because Tommy needs a clean path, and that often doesn't happen.
Yeah. I've got Animo at 4, totally taken with the Caulfield Guineas win, and he's going up further, obviously, if he wins the Cox Plate or runs in the first two. So I'm not dropping Very Elegant out of my top five on one run.
Didn't think you would.
Not on just one run. So if she fails again in the Caulfield Cup, then so be it. In the Cox Plate, then so be it. But she can drop from 1 to 3, but I'm not dropping her. I can't have Zaki ahead of Very Elegant.
No, look, it's a very hard choice. And I dare to drop Very Elegant out simply because Chris Waller is a grand final trainer. And we saw that on Saturday, that he loves to win races, but he does set them for the grand final. And that could be the Cox Plate with the mare.
And then 1 and 2 are obvious, and you're right to say pick your own order. So I'll keep Nature's Strip at 2, where he started the spring for me, and Incentivize goes to 1. He looked to me, I think I said to you 6 weeks ago, from the starting point, he looked like the best thing I'd seen in the Caulfield Cup in many a year. And he started at a prohibitive price. I was a bit appalled last week at how short he was, but he won in such a manner, and now he's that short for the Melbourne Cup, which I can't wait for. So I'm Incentivized, Nature Strip, Very Elegant, Animo, and Masked Crusader, and the Cox Plate can throw that around. Andrew, just bear with me one tick. I want to ask you about Geelong on Wednesday. Without the internationals here, how's the Cup look, and will it throw up a key runner for the Melbourne Cup? Here's Alex with the news. Alex, thank you. Alan sent through his 5, Incentivized, Very Elegant, Nature Strip, Zaki, and Animo. And Chris got the right idea. I had Masked Crusader in the Everest. I don't know whether to love him or if I never want to see him again. Good. We must actually... better get Wayne on and ask him about why can't they get him to get out of the barriers in a suitable manner. Andrew Bensley's with me. He's just done his shift on SEN track. So to stay up with all the latest every morning and then critically on Saturdays from 9 till 12. How does the Geelong Cup on Wednesday look, Andrew? Because it has become almost a haven for the international horses. Some years we've had really small fields that have been dominated by the internationals. They're obviously not here, which makes it a tremendously valuable race for those striving for a place in the big two-miler.
It would be fair to say, Jared, that it's lacking multiple strong chances. Mirage Dancer, Jotty Get Angry for Dennis Pagan, and Trailie Rose are the three that are either in the Melbourne Cup field as it stands with Johnny Get Angry and Mirage Dancer. Trailie Rose sits officially number 25, so it's they run 24, so it's just one spot out at this point. Simon Wild, I think, has the mare out of those runners in the Geelong Cup that could run well in a Melbourne Cup. She's always looking like she'll really appreciate 2,400 metres and beyond. She goes to the Geelong Cup. She's drawn a nice barrier. Simon Wild will make a final decision tomorrow, Jared. And I say that about running at Geelong because today, with Incentivizer's weight penalty, there'll be a new order of entry, and that may position Trailie Rose inside the 24. So we'll wait and see. But yeah, the Geelong Cup this year certainly lacks multiple good horses lining up in the race.
Have you got a feel for how many might run in the Cox Plate?
I think that they'll get 10, 11 or 12, somewhere around that. It'll come down... The committee will decide on Matt Smith's Japanese horse, K.I. Nautique. I think they're sort of thinking, has the horse done enough deserving of a Cox Plate spot? Obviously, we've had the tragic loss of Sir Dragonet, but Yeah, no, it's still going to be a ripper. We've got a New Zealand horse called Callsign Mav. Dala San ran a beauty in the Epsom. Gold Trip's the international horse now with Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. We'll see the likes of Zaki and Moanga. Probabile, very elegant. Joseph O'Brien's horse, State of Rest, who's been just quietly going amongst it at Werribee over the last 2 to 3 weeks because none of us have been able to get there and see him. So he's there. And then you get the three-year-olds of Animo and Captivant. So it's still going to be a very intriguing Cox Plate.